This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. My golly, we found it to Thursday, the 17th. Seems like just nanoseconds ago I was telling you the Ides of July were upon us. That was Tuesday, so now we've got a couple of more days under our belt. More conversation about the issues of the day. This is in-depth conversation about things that we ought to know more about, or at least I like to think that you would like to know more about certain issues. So what do we pick from? All of the things that have been going on the last 24 hours seem to run uphill with me. What with what's going on in Israel, the business of the government guidelines for various employers when it comes to forcing pregnant workers to take leave. That's something the government has. And again, I'm not a government fan. Sometimes these things seem to be common sense, but we don't seem to be allowed to have any common sense anymore. The affirmative action case, the University of Texas, continue to use race as a factor in undergraduate admissions, was challenged because the idea of promoting diversity on campus seemed to take a back seat to what color the skin was for applicants into their system. Let's see, what else is there? A lot of people, I don't know if there are a lot of people talking about the Moscow subway crash. 21 people were killed in that, and a couple of people who worked in the subway system have been arrested. But how does that affect us? I'll tell you what does affect us. The immigration situation in the Southwest. The Arizonans, the New Mexicans, the Californians, the Texans, who are frustrated and bewildered because of all of the focus on these Central American children that have headed into mostly into Texas, and then they've been bussed or moved over to Arizona. It's extraordinarily frustrating and very expensive, and it doesn't seem like there's a good solution to it. The things the president has suggested are nonsense. Some of the other things come from some of the senators seem to be nonsensical. So what do you do? That's the question. Mrs. Clinton in the news again. Apparently, when she was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, he tried to get her to say she will run for president. What she did say was a lot of stuff, but there wasn't one answer directed at an answer to the question, will you run? Everybody wants to get that. That's a getcha, gotcha sort of a thing. Wouldn't you love to have her on the air and she, you be the one that she says, I'm going to run. That's right. Yeah, I'm going to run. Okay, so then what is there that's going on today that is of interest and importance from yesterday? There were efforts by congressional Republicans to rein in what the Republicans say are the legislative and political excesses of the Obama administration. And these things are, this is a Supreme Court ruling, excesses in rulemaking, power grabbing, things that are affecting all of our lives. And this is in part where that suggestion to sue the president comes from. There were a number of hearings yesterday highlighting how election year politics overtaking business as usual on Capitol Hill. In the first hearing by the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, they didn't get very far. Apparently, the administration refused to allow testimony from David Simas, I think that's how you pronounce his name, S-I-M-A-S. He's the White House political director. He was called in under a subpoena to answer questions about campaign activities, and he said, no, I'm not going to testify. The second hearing, a debate in the House Rules Committee on the merits of a lawsuit that Speaker Boehner has filed against the president. I don't know that it's actually been filed yet. I think that that's in the plan, but there's, you know, the partisan tensions that exist between the Democrats and the Republicans. So many of the Democrats on the committee use the occasion to ridicule the move as a hollow ruse. Jim McGovern, who's a Democrat from Massachusetts, said, "We have seen subpoena after subpoena after subpoena. This is a witch hunt. This is another witch hunt. More witch hunts. American people should sue the House leadership for emotional pain and suffering." I thought that was a pretty good line, actually. Whether, you know, under the circumstances, it's the right thing to say. Republican members of this committee and the legal experts they called to defend their case were pressed to explain what appears to be the biggest problem with the House, the filing the lawsuit against the president, the need to prove that the House has somehow been injured by the president's actions. Mr. Boehner has said the suit will focus on changes Mr. Obama made to the health care law, like delaying the date, a central part of the law will, because of this law, takes effect later, and that was a part of the problem with people's insurance being canceled, you know, that whole thing from 2012 and 2013. All right, so let's dig into this a little bit more. Somebody who's an expert in this field, and actually somebody who's running for Congress, her name is Alita Eck. We're going to talk with her about health care reform from her perspective, i.e. getting the government out of health care and out of your lives in this area. That's coming up next on the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free. Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 18th through the 21st. With 40% off our paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I are happy to welcome Dr. Alita Eck to the program. She's a graduate of Rutgers College of Pharmacy. She also went to St. Louis School of Medicine, studied internal medicine at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey, been in private practice with her husband. Now, this is interesting. How do you and your husband get along in terms of the practice, Dr. Eck?
Oh, Hanser got just fine. We actually went to medical school together.
Did you? So was it love? Was it love at first autopsy? What was the?
We were in pharmacy school together, and then we had five children, so we really got along.
Yeah, that's very cool. Nice, very nice. Okay.
So all those biology lessons sunk in.
So you're running for Congress. Why?
Oh, that's really a good question. The reason I'm running is that the Affordable Care Act was already hurting people. It was before it was enacted, as people were already being downsized from 37 to 29 and a half hours that didn't want to their minimum wage jobs. I run a free clinic with no cost to the taxpayers, and I just meet people there who are just really struggling, and I found that the Affordable Care Act will double rows of Medicaid in New Jersey, and people who are on Medicaid can't find a doctor. So who in the world would have crafted a law like that?
Well, somebody didn't know what they were doing.
People who are not doctors.
Yeah, people who are not doctors. There wasn't one doctor, one practicing medical practitioner that had anything to do with the crafting of that bill. Not one.
Absolutely.
It was an insurance bill, because it was an insurance bill anyway. It wasn't it wasn't aimed at health care. It was aimed at giving or having people get access to health care. But what's happened, and these people refuse to admit it, is that it is basically sowing the seeds for the ruination of whatever good coverage people had on their own. So it's fine to help those who don't have, but if you have it, leave it alone. Nah, they can't do that because these people are all about control. So anyway, that's my
tip. You got it. That's exactly it. And it's not even access to health care. It's access to a card, a plastic card.
Yeah.
It's like giving people a card with no vending machines or a ATM.
Yeah.
With no vending.
Or no money in the ATM.
Money. Yeah. You can't get it.
Dr. Eck, what do you plan to do about it? What would you like to see done?
I think that healthcare should be divided into three parts. The first part is you just pay directly for the smaller medical events, just like you pay for the things that happen to your car. That's a good analogy because it's about the same price range. So and you eliminate the third party, you lower the cost of everything. Second is high deductible insurance, the way it used to be, which is called, they used to call it major medical.
Right.
And so then 8% of us ought to access our insurance every year. That's it.
8% of us are using insurance. Everybody else is paying as they go.
Yeah, because
so
only 8% go over $5,000.
Right.
So something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
only 8% of us use major medical coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
And so if you buy that, then the insurance companies lose the grip on the people and the practice of medicine, and they're just concentrated now on keeping the cost of the high-ticket items lower. Now, that makes sense.
What's the third part of the plan?
Real charity. And non-government charity would be where churches and civic groups set up non-government free clinics, which the American people are really very generous. This would work. Here's how it would work. And the people who are poor would just find there's a place to go when you have no money and no resources to get your care and you're sick. And the way we would like to see this happen is just protect doctors who volunteer in a place like that. So say 4 hours a week, which is substantial. And we have a law crafted in New Jersey where a doctor who donates 4 hours a week would get medical malpractice coverage for their private practice provided by the state.
Mm. What an interesting idea.
I love you.
All right, yeah, you got my vote. Who are you?
I love you.
You're running against somebody who wants to stay. Who are you running against?
No, I actually got into this race in about December, and it was a 14-year Democratic, very, very progressive incumbent named Rush Holt. And in February, he decided he's not going to run again.
Oh, so you're going to win.
Yeah, I'm going to win.
That's a good thing.
I like that.
No shake up there. So, well, that's good.
Well,
nice.
I have an incumbent who's been in government for a very long time in the state of New Jersey. And, of course, New Jersey's been driven into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of one of the states that's the superlative of negatives, with the worst and this and that and everything else.
Massachusetts,
why would people want her?
Yeah, Massachusetts and California coming close. All right, we're going to talk again. Thank you. Nice to chat with you, Dr. Alita Eck, here on Good Day.
at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Farm, no matter what. Got bombing on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in a building, tractors make my eyes light up.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they so big, and they so fine. Though sometimes they break down, break down, break down. I still love the farm, farm, farm. And if you know the charm, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Okay, hands in the air, everybody. Today's video of the day features the Peterson Farm Brothers, the family in Kansas. We featured a few of their videos, which focus on farm life in the past. The latest musical parody you're listening to is based on the song All I Do Is Win. They call it All I Do Is Farm. So you may want to watch this because it's kind of cool. Although it's a little trite because it portrays these guys as sort of hayseedy farmery looking, don't you think, Kenny? A little hayseedy.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
I think they look like that. I mean, they're wearing wife beaters and dirty jeans and boots and baseball hats, but isn't that what you wear?
No.
You never wear a wife beater?
No.
Thanks for asking me. Baseball hat? You never wear a hat.
I wear a hat in the wintertime when it's colder. I wear a baseball hat.
Look at you. You don't really wear those, the wife beater tees?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Even undershirt?
Meredith doesn't want to see your big arms when you're out there working with
them. No, big, sweaty, hot arms.
Yeah, I'm wearing now button-up shirts, short-sleeve shirts, and regular farm pants. I don't wear any of that other stuff. All right, so the Peterson Farm Brothers, we've had in the past. Richie, you got a couple of other references to the Peterson Farm Brothers.
Prince of Bel-Air parody.
All about how our life is spent wiping sweat off our brow. And we'd like to take a minute just to stop and say
what goes down on the farm in a typical day.
Down to the farm on a typical day.
Moving fences.
Yeah.
Cutting corn.
In central Kansas, born and raised on the family farm is where we spend most of our days. Chilling out, feeding cattle morning and night and all. Doctoring the ones and we're feeling all right.
When we finish with that, we do our best to provide. By growing all your food up in the countryside. We make sure to be safe so our mom's not scared. She says,
farming can be dangerous, so be prepared.
Many different tasks. Day after day, so when we start to get behind, it can get pretty crazy. Fixing tires, building fence, chasing cattle back in. We bale up the hay so that we can start stacking.
We grow wheat, corn, cattle, beans, and hay. That provides you with the stuff you use every day. We plant seed, fertilize, and pray for rain. And keep reading the word so that we can stay sane.
Reading the word. All right, so some fun from the Peterson Farm brothers, certainly applicable to the conversation that we
have got here on Good Day. Wow, 15 million views on one, almost a million on the other.
Yeah, and they're not all farmers. We're checking them out, boys and girls. The fact that I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I suppose brings me around to that. And by the way, just for the heck of it, I'm going to acknowledge Richie and the work he's doing with me. I have decided, or I did decide, that people have been after me for quite a long time to do a radio program that was specifically geared toward agriculture and the American family farm. So about, 3 months ago, Richie, when did we start this?
Yeah,
4 months
right
ago,
right.
3 or 4 months ago. Started doing an hour a week that is heard only at Talkers Radio at Talkers.com. And it's called The American Family Farmer, and it's aimed at issues that are birthed around our agrarian culture. The country was built on an agrarian culture, and it's being destroyed day by day because of government collusion with big business. And this is not all ranting and raving, although I do every once in a while get off on a toot.
Every now and then.
Every now and then. But I bring people into the program who have the same overview, and sometimes different overview of the problems, but we're aimed at solving, trying to solve, find solutions to the problems so that we can keep the American family farm and the American family farm idea concept alive. So if that's something that's intriguing to you, if you're from the agrarian community and you think this would be kind of cool, then you can check it out. Again, it's Talkers Radio at Talkers.com, called The American Family Farmer. In the next half hour, not only do we have Dr. Jack Stockwell talking about gas, your gas, but an agriculture bill that's now law in Richie's home state of Virginia will be in our focus. 28 after the hour. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. Very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston beer.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your for youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the in-depth coverage of several items rather than the usual 14, 15 things that I will hit with all of my colleagues during other hours of the Good Day program. I decided a few months ago that I thought, after doing a little research, that some people listening at this time of the day would like to have a little more in-depth information about certain issues. So that's why this hour was sort of devised to give you maybe 8-10 minutes sometimes on a subject, depends. Your comments at 888-302 Doug, if you would like. Most often what I get from people are either email comments, but most likely I get facebook.com/Good Day Show comments there, and Twitter at Good Day Show. So help yourself. If you have comments on my thinking after I present what the news is, usually I'll give you a thought or two. Sometimes I reveal myself as we go through the story. So if you would like to take advantage of that circumstance, you can play host for a little while by dialing 888-302-DOUG. A lot of people find in the way their lives are today, I have found this in the last year or so, fewer people want to call, more people want to express themselves and not get into a discussion or debate and just say, okay, this is what I feel, and they do it in 140 characters or less. That's swell if that's what you want to do. As long as you feel like you're being heard, that's the important thing. A couple of things here in this portion of the program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a couple of minutes with a revelation about what's going on in your gut. First, though, I want to spend a few minutes listening to an excerpt from The View, the ladies on The View. And I've long said that I like this program because I liked the Joy Behar, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, in no small way, getting sort of talking back and forth to each other, presenting themselves in interesting ways. They've been gone for a year. The show has stagnated. Barbara Wawa has left. The only thing left there now is Whoopi Goldberg, because the other two, Jenny McCarthy and Sherry Shepherd, checked out. So now they're trying to bring in some new blood. In the meantime, they still
have interesting things on their mind, as we hear in this excerpt from The View, where the ladies talk about their mixed feelings. They focus on immigration, the situation along the border, something that's very important, and we spent a little time on in the last half hour. So let's see how these folks reflect on the issue of bringing these children either to some place that will help them or sending them back.
The first wave of deportation has begun. Now, the plane loads of children and moms who are illegally have crossed the border are being returned to Central America to take the pressure off of overwhelmed U.S. detention centers. Now, the Pope has come out against this, saying these children must be welcomed and protected. So what's the way to handle it? Because, you know, on one hand, Governor Rick Perry is saying, oh, this is all Obama's fault because he's got an open door policy. But then on the other hand, you look on Lady Liberty and she's saying, hey, if you having trouble in your country, come to me. So how do we balance this?
Well, you know, part of me is a little bit upset because $3.7 billion Obama is asking for immigration, yet we can't help our veterans. And I feel like we have to start helping us.
Well, I mean, I have such empathy.
He's asked for money for the veterans, too, and they didn't give it to him.
Evan's former nanny, she came here from Guatemala, and her story, she, you know, had a coyote. She had three kids that she crossed the border with, and the stories were horrible. Mm-hmm. So I have such empathy as a mother to try to, you know, get out of an environment like that, a better environment. Then again, you know, if we make, you know, the statement that the borders, you know, are secure, I can't imagine then sending my child. There's like thousands of two-year-olds, you guys.
For a mother to have to send her child over here by his or herself has got to be such a dire situation. And I know she wants help, but I've said this before. I'm not quite sure. We're in such a conundrum because even on the plane it says before you can take care of your child, you have to put the oxygen mask on first. Mm-hmm. And we got, you know, I'm from Chicago, and over a weekend there were 82 people that were shot, and there were 18 that were killed. This is a state of emergency in places where there are resources. You have mothers who are like, what are you going to do about my child here?
You know, that's one of the first times I think I can remember hearing Sherry Shepherd say something I agreed with. The situation in Chicago is out of control. What are we doing about that? And then I think Jenny said the veterans aren't being helped, and Whoopi said, well, they're not passing that money. Well, we've money set aside for the veterans that's being squandered because it's ill-managed, period. And the same exact thing can be said for the Border Patrol. Look at all the money that we have in the budget to take care of these problems, and yet they want to throw more money at it. Take the money you got and use it the right way. More money, more money, more money, more money. It's not their money, it's our money. Throw more money at it. Crazy. All right. Something else that's kind of crazy as we move into the health area prior to Dr. Jack talking to us about our gut. I thought that the story that sort of surfaced this week about anthrax, it's been a while since we talked about anthrax. Inspectors have been warning for a long time that labs used to handle dangerous agents like anthrax have been poorly regulated. Lack of oversight has put the public at risk. And when you really dig around in it, you find that not much has been done to heed the warnings. Nobody's listening. And this is government management. It's pure and simple. Government management. Nobody's listened to calls for research to be done so that a national policy can help agencies do a better job of keeping lab workers and the public safe. The document equipment failures, and the folks that did this test documenting failures so severe that in one incident, air from a biosafety cabinet that was supposed to be sucked away and filtered instead was vented right back into the lab. It was turned around into the lab. There was a freezer full of anthrax that was locked, but the key was left in the lock. Yet Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Tom Frieden says several startling incidents involving anthrax, smallpox, and other dangerous pathogens came as a wake-up call to the agency. Surprise! Surprise! He says the CDC is working to correct the errors. One expert cautioned Congress against punishing scientists who made unintentional errors. Some members say that they were not in a forgiving mood. Representative Tim Murphy
from Pennsylvania said our investigation has uncovered that this was not CDC's first wake-up call. Yeah, it isn't. It's the same old stuff. The government too big, too cumbersome, out of control, not managed well, and it doesn't seem to really make any difference who's in charge. It still is too big, and yet people want to throw more money. Remember the bird flu, H5N1, and that nonsense, workers exposed to the problems, H1N, whatever it is. So, anyway, the Food and Drug Administration later confirmed that staffers found 327 vials of smallpox. Remember, the report earlier this week was there were six glass vials? 327 of them in 12 boxes labeled with names of various biological agents such as influenza, Q fever, and this. Now, the FDA is working with the CDC, but what do we have? We have people saying this is embarrassing, we made mistakes, I'm upset about it. But what are they doing about fixing the problem? The Government Accounting Office is involved in this thing. They say that the folks at the CDC shouldn't have been surprised. They've been mismanaged for years. So this is a deficiency that we all should be ashamed of and worried about. All right. So from that, a little more on health care with a focus on your gut and your gas. Dr. Jack Stockwell, up next here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
This week at a Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot and give you additional savings on that new piece of gear you really want, plus hundreds of other deals throughout the store, like all keyboards up to 20% off, all headphones and hand percussion 15% off, or a Fender DG60 acoustic guitar, now only $129. Plus, get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up sales event, now through Sunday. Details at your local store and guitarcenter.com.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. And you mentioned Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Really? No way!
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, one of the most famous Nooka chiropractors in America, if not around the world. Nooka Chiropractic, it basically focuses on your neck, if you're wondering what it's about, and all of the ills that the spine drops on the neck and vice versa. So he works on your neck, and you feel better and live happily ever after. That's how it works. Check out Jack's website, jackstockwell.com, for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter, which has lots of information. But basically, with Jack, it's all in the gut. So I bring you the same conversation I've had with all of our other doctors this week. The focus on smelling your own gas and how good it is for your health. And I figured you'd be good at this. And I wasn't trying to be facetious or foolish. Matter of fact, I think the first time I told the story, I made sure it was when Jennifer wasn't here, because I knew if she heard the story of gas, she'd want to use the F word on the air. The other F word that doesn't offend people. Well, I don't know. I guess it does. If you say fart.
When I was a little kid, I'd say poot.
Poot.
Yes.
Okay. So smelling poots is good for your health.
And there goes our radio careers.
Your radio careers are fine.
They're fine. Safe with me. Wasn't that great to begin with? Yeah.
There's a talk show station opening up in Antarctica, I heard about.
Really?
Hi. We're on there already.
So, yes, we are. And they're all interested because they have lots of gas up there. So what is there about our gas that's good for our health? And if you want to start with the gut and give everybody the reasoning for it again, it makes nothing but sense. Listen to what Jack will tell
you. Well, obviously the gas is coming from the gut. And are we talking about just a loud noise, or we're talking about something that smells.
No, talking
really
about
bad.
Smelly.
No, not well. The really smelly, smell. The really smelly stuff is just protein indigestion. It's just proteins that are not properly breaking down. They're in the gut. They're putrefying. Think of a dead animal on the side of the road.
Right.
That the local animal stuff hasn't cleaned off. A dead deer, a skunk, anything else.
Yeah.
The roadkill.
Yeah.
And what it smells like 24, 48, 72 hours after it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not that we shouldn't be eating protein. It's just that because of its combination with carbs or some other reason, we don't have enough stomach acid, which is usually the real reason for acid indigestion, is we don't have enough acid, and not that we have too much. It does not break down, and it sits in the gut, and the body is not going to move it along until certain chemical signals are released to it, so it can move to the next stage of final digestion, and so it sits there and it putrefies. So when you have gas coming out that's really smelly, it's a protein problem. When you have gas that comes out that isn't smelly, it's undigested carbohydrates, sugars, and when you get the two of them together, you get a real tornado nightmare. But the important thing is that I use the word tornado.
The visualization.
Yes. So I'm trying to give you a visualization here.
Yeah, you are.
But it's the carbs. When the carbs don't break down, then you end up just pushing the sugar into the cells, and this is where a lot of obesity problems and sugar handling problems come from.
Do
and
people
the
who are heavier,
of the wrong flora.
Do people who are heavier have more gas than people who are thinner?
Not necessarily.
Is there a relationship to that at all?
Well, people who are heavier, people who are overweight, usually have a sugar handling problem to begin with. It's connected to the liver's ability to properly process things that are in the blood. And it will definitely build up gas. And then you get this. It actually is primarily what it is just carbon dioxide. And it builds up in the gut, and of course the gut's got to get rid of it. And when it doesn't smell, we know that we're having the improper processing of carbohydrates. When it's smelly, we have the improper processing of proteins. So we have roadkill building up inside the gut. The best thing to do with this, and it's on my website.
There's a statement I won't be able to get out of my head today.
Okay. If you don't remember anything else, you remember roadkill in the gut.
You're right.
You need some digestive enzymes. Zypan.
It's a standard process. process.
That's the standard process product. Yeah. Zypan, which is not just hydrochloric acid, it's a bunch of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how many people we've been able to help with their acid indigestion problems by putting acid into the stomach.
Yeah.
Because most of this reflux stuff is not because you have too much acid. It's because you don't have enough.
Apple cider vinegar is also another way.
Wonderful, absolutely.
To work this thing through your system. I'm finding that out. I went off.
Well, the acetic acid that's in the apple cider vinegar definitely aids digestion, especially protein digestion. And that's what the stomach is for. The stomach fills up with hydrochloric acid to break down protein.
So embrace your gas. It's good for you. That means things are working.
It tells
you
something.
If you have a lot of gas, that means you're
working. Share it with people in a crowd so that they'll know you're healthy too.
Yeah.
Perfect. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out Dr. Jack's website, jackstockwell.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
I mean, forget about the Polish. It's the T-Rexes who are the real dummies of the world.
High on the rapids. It's struck their tiny rocks.
That's good.
And plunge them down. I'm so tired. 1,000 feet below.
Keep in mind, Chaka, although I'm a doctor, I'm not a licensed physician.
The Land of the Lost, Will Ferrell, the movie music that we started here with from the movie of the same name. Will Ferrell's birthday is today, by the way. He's 47, and he ushers in another episode of Movie Moments with Chuck Curry, who's here on the
show. Do you realize what this means?
Yes! Matt Lauer can suck it!
You should save that audio, Rich.
All right, exactly.
I need that.
That's great. Sooner or later. All right, so anyway, it's time for us to overview what's going on in the world of movies with some movie news. Robert Redford in the news, and that's pretty interesting, actually, if you get right down to it. It's nice to see him back, even though he, I'm sure, wishes he hadn't gone to what's-her-face's doctor for his facelift. Meg Ryan, same place, I think.
Kenny Rogers.
Whew. Okay, so movie news coming up. This is the Doug Goodday program.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, forget OK Glass. What if you could take a picture with your mind? That's the goal behind MindRDR, an app that was just released for Google Glass. MindRDR syncs with Google Glass and a separate piece of head-mounted hardware to create a communication loop. The app then looks for and tracks the brain waves that respond to your focus, then translates them into a meter reading that you can see on Google Glass. The more you focus, the more the meter rises. Once you focus enough, MindRDR takes a picture of what you're seeing. MindRDR can even post a picture to Twitter along with the concentration level you achieved. All setup's pretty clunky, especially with the need for extra hardware. And of course, building around Google Glass, which is pretty expensive to begin with, not too many people are going to be able to check this out. Nevertheless, MindRDR has my undivided attention. It's going to help train me to focus and concentrate better, I think. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Good Day with Jennifer Ritchie and Kenny and me. Robert Redford is going to play Dan Rather in a film about his interjection, whatever you want to call it, George Bush's National Guard service. Why would they focus just on that? I would think that Dan Rather's whole career would be pretty good for a movie, wouldn't it?
Is it based on an original screenplay, or did they write a book on that?
The film is called Truth. It's adapted from Truth and Duty, The Press, the President, and the Privilege of Power by a CBS News producer. That's where it comes
from. That's why they're focusing just on that one aspect.
Right. Cate Blanchett is going to play opposite Robert Redford, chronicling the scandal that erupted after Rather's report for 60 Minutes. Story cited documents as proof of preferential treatment for Bush during the Vietnam War that were not authenticated, and the lady
False.
Blanchett was fired, because they were false.
They used a font that wasn't even invented back in the...
And Rather was fired basically a few months after that.
I think it makes an interesting topic for a movie because it certainly changed the course of Dan Rather's career, no doubt about that.
Well, in journalism in general,
And interesting, because Rather said the story is accurate. He since filed a $70 million lawsuit against CBS, claiming he was dismissed because he was a scapegoat. So, anyway, it looks like it'd be an interesting movie. It's kind of like Edward R. Murrow.
Remember? Always good to see Robert Redford on the big screen. Right. His last film, All Is Lost, which primarily played only on demand, was a quality movie with a good performance by Redford, who barely spoke in it. It's a solid movie, though.
It is. All right, what else you have for us, Chucker?
I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but Marvel has cut so many coming attraction trailers to its new superhero movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, which opens on August 1st, that if you put all the pieces together, you could probably watch the entire film.
Yeah.
I think that has to do something with the fact that the studio is nervous that the movie's not tracking nearly as well as they wanted to, so they start to panic and release more and more footage, which is never really good for the moviegoer who wants to see something fresh and original when they enter the theater. And one other bit of news, well, my opinion. I like Dwayne The Rock Johnson a lot, but I have absolutely no interest in seeing Hercules, which opens on Friday. It looks just like another big CGI.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver is going to play the same role that she has in Alien in a new game. Did you see that? Is that something that's becoming a trend? These stars in these new games?
I think what they did is they got the entire original cast, Sigourney Weaver and Tom Skerritt from Alien, and for the video game, they're going to use their voices. I guess that is a new trend. I'm not a gamer, but that's actually a pretty cool idea.
Well, there's a lot of money in it, I think. Richie and I were talking about that the other day. A lot of dough in that. All right, Chucker, you're a good man. Appreciate it. Check out Chucker's blog, by the way, Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can reach by finding Chuck's picture. Good, Doug. Chuck's picture in the contributors box at DougStephan.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.